Sense Radio. I have my friend Legendary Leo in the studio with me.
What up, what up?
And right now, we have a little bit of issue with the host.
Man, I listened to the last radio station, you know what I'm saying? And he talked about people not showing up and stuff. How you going to leave for something and not be here for your radio station? I'm sorry, man, but that just to me, I can't deal with that. I can't do it.
Today's segment is supposed to be on the making of an artist, and I'll have to say the first one is being punctual. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, being on time for your own stuff.
Chief Keef got grounded by his record label producer because he didn't show up for an interview. What am I going to do with Low Key? What am I going to do? Anyways, the making of an artist. That's what we all are. We're artists. I don't consider myself just a rapper because my talent goes beyond that. I like to make music that, you know, anybody can listen to. And what today's segment really is about is the process that goes behind all the heartfelt songs that we write, because the writing process is the most important process to making a song, because that's something that you have to think about for a long time. A concept for your song, you have to write the lines and the meaning behind the song, say it without saying it in your lyrics. Mainly about the writing process of hip-hop. Now, as an artist myself, it takes me a long time to write my songs, and I've been writing songs for a long time. I started writing songs when I was about 13 and really started writing at the level that I'm at now at about 16, 17 years old. And it was just a major part for me because I've gone through so many traumatic experiences, and the only way that I would be able to express myself properly was through writing lyrics and making songs of my own. Because when I was listening to music, like, sure, somebody else's story can be relatable to my life, but I want to talk about my life so that I can relate to somebody. And that's the main goal behind me writing my music, is that I'm trying to get in touch with somebody, because I don't just write some, you know, bars and not have a meaning behind it. I always put something else in there that doesn't really, you know, come up that often. What do you think? How does your writing process?
Writing process, a little bit different than most people's writing processes. You know, some people write down their songs to go with a beat, you know what I'm saying? Or they write their songs as they listen to a beat. Me, personally, I just write what comes to my mind onto a piece of paper, and then I form it to a beat. All my writing is basically a creative writing to be formed to something else. I don't use it as a way to structure myself. I don't use it as a way to define myself. I use it as a way to keep myself open-minded on what I can do with the lyrics that I write. So, like, for instance, if I write a sad song, you know, I can go ahead and put it on a country beat if I wanted to. I can go ahead and put it on a little hardcore beat if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? It's not strictly as one thing.
I feel that, Leo. Well, whenever you go about writing, say, singles and whatnot, and really, you know, thinking about a song, how do you go about doing that if you form your songs to a beat? You know what I mean? Like, how do you make that match up perfectly?
Well, the way that I make it match up perfectly is I just find, you know, a central theme to myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, for this new album that I'm coming out, it's called Mind of a Killer, and the way that I got it written down is a lot of things that hurt me, a lot of things that have changed me, and a lot of things that I keep held in, like his and stuff. I use that as a central theme to write my song, to have them conform to a certain beat. You know what I'm saying? But if I have no central thought, I just write to write, and I write later.
I feel that, Leo. Well, finally, man of the hour showed up, or the man of the half hour that he already went to 5 minutes of. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Loki.
Oh my, I've been listening to this show, like, on the way here, man. I had everything, like, all signed up. Like, I called y'all early, just late, you know, I was gonna be late and everything, because I needed everything, you know, handled. I figured you had it situated, man.
Punctual, right?
I was trying to get some stuff ready for the show while I was out. Had to go get some baby formula for the baby. And now I'm here. It's all good as long as we got the stuff situated. So, like, since I walked in the studio a little bit late, go ahead and, like, pick me up on what I've already talked about, guys.
Yeah, we did that.
But, I mean, I expected such. You know, I just that show, last show, about people flexing and not being here for the show and everything, you know. And here I am, not here on time
but
for the show.
We started the show off talking about the making of an artist, writing process, and how we go about writing our songs. I haven't really dived deep into my writing process. I asked Leo a couple questions. I feel like you can take this from here and work your little radio magic.
So I am going to go ahead and take this. This is the making of an artist, part one. What we're going to do for the rest of the show, and like what I've heard, you know, the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about what we do as artists, you know, in the writing process right now. How do we get it from our brain to a piece of paper, from the paper onto a track, from the track out there on the internet, on CDs and or radio, to be able to get it out and listen? How do we go from one, and right now we're just going to be really focusing on, you know, the right aspect. With me, what I do while I'm a writer, while I'm writing, usually what I'll do is I'll sit around and, you know, I listen to my beat. I find an idea if, like, what I want to do. If I don't have a quite, like, have a beat for it ready, or a beat that I have, like, set up for the idea. Like, say I'm just, you know, going around, you know, heading to work, and I have an idea of, you know, I really should write a song about that. I'll write down in my iPhone on my notes the idea of the name of the song that, you know, it's not the final name of the song, but the idea name of the song, and then explain what I'm wanting to talk about in that song. And, you know, if I come across the beat, you know, oh, this would really go good with that, then I'll start writing on it. Because I'm a big person that I like to write on syllables. I like to write on beats. And freestyling on a multiple syllable rhyme, like Tech N9ne, for instance, or, you know, a newer Eminem-ish type rap, that's kind of hard to do. It's kind of hard to stay on top of that as you're spitting and make everything form perfectly and rhyme and throughout becoming hook. And one hook I'm trying to keep, like, throughout the whole song is on, like, I've always been elite on the low key, you know, kind of reasons, you know, I've always been me, but I'm also kind of me. But with my writing process, what I really do is, like, if I need to start, like, working on this mixtape for, with sit down, like, we'll walk into the studio and go through 10, 20 beats a day and only write the one song.
I did last night for my album. I just sat there and looked at all different kinds of beats and put down 21 different ones to save, you know what I'm saying? So that I can just go ahead and have it for later. I ain't got nothing written for it. I just got beats, you know what I'm saying? Something that I can work towards, you know, different beats that I put on an album. And that's kind of like where I feel, you know, the writing process comes in, because you got to start with a foundation, and the beat is foundation for you to write something on, instead of having to write something out.
Max, you're one of the people that really, like, are a big thing against ghostwriters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't want any kind of ghostwriter, anybody to help you out with your verse.
Of course not.
Or your track, period.
Yeah, we were together making Late Night in the Studio to be on One in a Million. And, you know, I was stuck on like, maybe the third or fourth bar. And he tried to give me my next bar. And I'm like, hold up. You can't be doing that, man. Don't talk to me while I'm writing my verse. Because I really take my song seriously, because where it started from, the only reason why I made songs was so that way I can feel better about all the stuff that was going on in my life at the time. So every song that I write is 100% my thoughts and my thoughts only. I don't try to, you know, take away from somebody else's brain power. I try to say things that I'm trying to say them differently than anybody's ever said it before. So that's basically what I do. I really respect the culture and what it was founded upon, you know, self-expression and, you know, introspective rhymes. And I feel like if you ain't rapping about your mama, man, you ain't rapping for real. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a meaning behind something. Can't just be out there, hoes, cars, and money all the time. You got to talk about the behind the scenes. How can they be a fan if they don't know their artist?
How can you be an artist if you don't make your art? That's like if Picasso, you know, sold a painting that turned out to not be painted by Picasso. It has Picasso's name on it. You know, it has Picasso's style. And, you know, Picasso's out promoting this piece of art, but it wasn't painted by Picasso. That painting's going to lose value. It's like a song, you know, that song, that painting that you just saw from that's actually Picasso. It's so hard. It looks amazing. You know, you would legit believe that it's from Picasso.
Hard, man.
All right? Like, you sit there and you can start this and go into a little trip, like a euphoric trip. Like, oh, look at that painting.
Life, man.
See
the stroke.
I get it's nice. But no, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, as an artist, if you write your music, you know, if that music wins a Grammy, you won that Grammy. You know, nowadays, big, you're going to win that Grammy. You know, like, you win the Grammy for the single, you win the Grammy for the single. It don't matter how many writers are on your song. And that's what I'm trying to get to today. Like, the whole aspect of there is so many different ways to go about just writing a song. And that's the reason why I wanted to set this up as part one. Because if you want to become a legit artist in this game, writing a song, being able to make music, not just perform music, not even going to go that far into it. Be able to go from that mind process to that paper, to be able to put it down, to know this is what I'm going to rap about, this is what I'm going to say in this beat, this is how I'm going to react in this instrumental. To be able to go from that mind process and everything is the very first step in this whole rap game. If you cannot get any kind of music down from your head to your paper, if you can't think about anything to write about when you're listening to a beat, I'll tell you right now, Bubba, you have a better chance, you know, dumping fries and grease and fucking flipping burgers.
McDonald's.
I'm just like, it's like, I want to be a baseball player, but I'm scared to swing the bat every time the pitcher throws the ball at me. You know, 90 miles an hour is fast. Like, I'd rather get out of the way than get hit, you know? I'm just, so baseball's obviously not that I need to be playing in my life, right? And now I'm looking at it with this, with music. If you can't get in the batter's box and swing at a song, you know, this ain't the spot for you to be. You know, you need to go ahead and find another game. Maybe.
Okay, but I have a little bit of a concern for that. Okay, you talk about it being as a writing process. Yes, I get that. But if you're scared to swing, can't you have somebody else do it for you, you know, to help you out in that situation? Like, say, for instance, if you get stage fright, you know what I'm saying, and you don't want to perform your song in a studio because you're scared of all these people who are watching, is that wrong to have somebody else who's known for the rap artist to do their stuff for you so you can at least get a little bit of a look at?
That's not bad at all. It goes like this. My brother, he is not a rapper. Man, you know, he freestyles, he messes around, he writes and everything. What he focuses on for real is writing lyrics. He is a lyricist. He doesn't perform his own music. Like, I don't really use a lot of the lyrics. Like, I can maybe think of one or two songs off of the top of my head that I've used lyrics from my brother. But the fact is, like, I look at it as if I ever did decide that, you know, Matt, this is my brother's name is Matt, guys. This song that you have right here, this is a really nice song. On the beat, I'm going to use it. The very first thing that I'm going to do when I go to make this song is I'm going to make sure that everybody knows, yo, guys, next song that I have coming out, it's fire. Yes, I am the one that's spitting it. Yes, you are going to hear my voice, not my brother's voice on it, but this is my mouth, my brother's mind. And that's one thing that I'm going to make sure that, like, if I ever got into that position, I would say all your ghostwriters have right now, that's exactly what they are. They're ghosts, you know, like being scared and everything. That's one thing. But, you know, if you want to, all right, the music game's all about popularity. It's all about being known. You know, you can't have really good music and get money for your really good music and not be known. You can't. It's like trying to grow a flower in cement. It's not going to grow, you know? Like, you can't just plant it wherever you want to. It's not going to get everything that it needs. You can't be, like I said, you can't be an artist and not paint your own picture. Like, my brother is an artist. He writes his own stuff, okay? He might not rap it, right? He might not sing it.
But that's the thing that I'm saying, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. Ghostwriting and stealing somebody's lyrics, different things, and I do not like both of them. But I'm not going to sit there and have somebody who's on my, you know, who's on my studio time and who's on my side of my work writing lyrics, but they're not, you know, ready to become an artist yet, ready to become that person to rap their lyrics for them, you know what I'm saying? So I want to help them. Basically, what I'm trying to do, if I ever become an artist myself and actually jump into the world where I'm famous at, I want to help the people come up. And that's where I believe ghostwriting does help a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Usher actually has a ghostwriter. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of artists have ghostwriters.
Neo has a ghostwriter. Kanye West, by all means, he has a ghostwriter, and he has people look at his lyrics. But the thing that I'm saying is I don't feel like it's a wrong thing to do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you want to help somebody out, help them out. But make sure you give them credit for it.
But that's where I'm going with this, is they do credit every single one of their ghostwriters. You can go back to any track, like, in the back of their album, you can find, like, oh, this song was written by these people, this song was written by these people. But that's not, you know, that's the minimum recognition covered, like, by law, to just be mentioned for it in that sort of way. I'm that kind of person. If you're going to be a ghostwriter, man, like, there should be no ghost about it. You should have no problem having, you know, being on stage or, you know, show, like, promoing with the guy that's going out, getting your name, because getting known as a ghostwriter should be just as good as something as getting known as an artist. And, like, focusing on writing, that's what I'm just trying to get to, the guys. I'm not trying to say anything bad on ghostwriters, all right? I'm not trying to say anything bad on people that, you know, are, like, sit down at their house and just write music and, like, ever send it out and rap it or anything. Look, I'm not calling y'all out on anything. The fact that you write your stuff, I'm like, that's what's putting you as an artist. It's the step moving you there. Write your lyrics. You have somebody, like, somebody is writing these lyrics. There is that art, like, the talent to be able to actually do kind of shows, to be able to, like, the look and everything. All of comes next, and we'll get on with that with part one, part two, you know, like part two, part three, and keep going on with this. But with the writing right now, I'm just trying to, like, as a ghostwriter, that is art. All right. Now, I'm not going to say freestyling is not art, but there's too many rappers today that would rather just jump into the studio, freestyle a whole song, go back, you know, all right, I need to take this line out, need to take this line out, you know, and go back and freestyle again until it, you know, all matches up and everything's good, and a couple of lines that way. That's not really right. Yes, so that's cool. You have the talent to be able to think it off of your head, but it's like this. I'm going to ask a question. Let's see which one of y'all can answer me. Went to one of his shows, and because of the way he writes his music, the freestyling off the top of his head, the making random song noises, everything when he raps, and not saying true words, because when he does it, like, that freestyle, he's not thinking fast enough. He forgot his own lyrics at his own show. Do any of y'all know who this is?
Future Vandross. It has some future.
Future forgot his own lyrics to his own song.
Jumpman. He forgot
at
the lyrics
his
to Jumpman.
Own show.
I know the lyrics to Jumpman better than Future does.
I'm sorry, but that's some sad shit. And I hate cuss on the show, but, you know, it's supposed to be for everybody. But if you are an artist like yourself and you forget your own lyrics, you just need to cut your career right there. That's over.
What they're doing nowadays with music, man, it's quantity over quality nowadays. Like, if you think about it, like, Drake drops an album every, like, 2 to 3 years. That's because usually he comes out with some quality stuff. It's up there for a nomination almost every year. Yeah, you know, he takes time. It's not like he's just in the studio, you know, getting fucked up with his friends, churning out 13 drunken high, you know, blabber on a song. And then, you know, it kind of comes out hard in the streets. Love it. So, I mean, that's all that counts.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's where I feel, you know, that's why, you know, the writing process, trying to make the music back to the process. I don't know about any of y'all, but I kind of grew up NWA as being, you know, the artists who wrote their stuff and did their shit. You know, they did their stuff the way that they wanted to, and it was hard. It was legit. It was move up all the way through the years of rapping, and you come up to some of these other artists that don't write.
I personally have a notebook specifically just for my music, like for my lyrics.
Same.
And exactly, like
I got a black leather binder with crocodile texture on it.
And like, I got a composition book that's about to fall apart.
And I got a little like ring notebook, like not even college rule paper. It's one of those like white pieces of paper you get at the dollar store. Like, whatever you have, all I'm trying to get into the big point of this show is the artist has to do art, all right? I'm not going to say, like, with writing, your own stuff is going to make you an artist, all right? By all means, if you write 1,000 songs in your life, I will not promise you that you are going to become famous at any point. Because, obviously, this being part one, there's a little bit more than you got to do than just putting ink to paper and getting ideas about how you write.
I mean, by all means, you can get your lyrics and put them in a book if you want to. You can be an artist that way. But to become an actual true artist of the rap industry, of the music career, you have to be able to take it a step.
You're right. Maybe I should rephrase the way that I said that. If you write and only write and don't show it off, show when I said if you're a painter and you know you keep your best masterpiece ever locked up in your closet, like you still painted that masterpiece, but that priceless masterpiece painted is sitting worthless in your closet.
Not priceless.
If you write a priceless song and you just leave it in a notebook, that priceless song is just now sitting worthless in your notebook. And it doesn't make you not an artist. Let's not go throw that out there. If you are able to do music, to be able to write it down, to be able to have it sound good, like, let me rephrase that as well. Not just sound good, because everybody's music is their own type of art, is their self-expression. And
you
got to
sound good to other people.
If you are an artist enough to be able to write music and everything, that's still art. But if you're trying to become a more known artist, more of a, I'm not going to call it professional, I'm going to call it more popular artist, yeah, you're going to have to do a little bit more than writing.
I mean, a big person who does a lot of his writing back when he first started was Eminem. And to be dead honest, Eminem was on 60 Minutes, pulls out a box that has nothing but verses on it and showing them all and looked at one of them and used them on. Like, if you have it, then keep it, but try to take a step further to something else. Become an artist. Become who you are. If you like writing, then by all means, don't take it any further. Just write. But send it up to somebody so you can at least get some recognition what you did. I mean, it's like a starving artist. You know what I'm saying? You're writing your own stuff, but you're making money off of it. You're starving yourself. You're not giving yourself any time to get accredited, to get shown best at your stuff. Because by all means, if you want to write that song, that's great. Write it up, Terry. That's all you're going to have to do, because you're not going to take it either.
So we got about 4 minutes left in the show. So what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to take it to the artist real quick. We're talking about writing. Maximilian, How many songs are coming up on this mixtape that you have?
I got 16 songs going to be released on the tape.
How many songs do you have written down right now?
I have 11 written down.
When's this mixtape coming out again, Bubba?
On Independence Day, the 4th of July.
So you have 11 songs out of 16 right now. And it's not even coming out until July. Why are you doing this so early?
Because when I write, it takes me a while. So like I start the beat over, think about the first line, write the first line, start it over, say my first line, think about the second line, write it down, say the second line, and just repeat that the whole time. So, you know, 2 minutes worth of song could really turn out to be 6 hours. Because as I'm writing it, I'm memorizing it by repeating it over and over again. So by the time I'm done writing a song, I can close my notebook, walk away, not even listening to the beat, and spit my whole verse a cappella because I just memorized what I just wrote down for so many hours. I stared at it for long enough. I feel like I should have memorized it by now.
And so, you know, doing all this work, writing, you have written 11 songs. How long has it taken you to get these 11 songs written?
I can't even put a number on it. And it's not even that I only have 11 songs written. In my notebook, I have hundreds of songs written. Hundreds. I can safe to say that number. But I'm doing new songs. I'm looking back at old songs and making them better. And, you know, I'm trying to be prepared to record, prepared to drop. And the only way that you can really prepare yourself is to time to drop, you can start performing and you already know your song. And then when you get up on the stage and you spit like you know your song, people are going to feel you. They're going to be like, hey, this guy has this shit real. You know, he spits his own song and doesn't even mess up because that's his song.
So, and Leo, same thing to you. Your album, this is an album, Mind of a Killer, right?
Yeah.
Your album, Mind of a Killer. You told me that you've got 21 beats down. How many songs are you looking to actually have on this?
I'm looking out for 10 of them, you know what I'm saying? Something small but not too big, you know. Something that you go by and you listen to the first track and you be like, oh, I wasted my time on this, you know. I don't want my first album to come out and be so long that it doesn't buy, nobody buys it, nobody even listens to it, you know what I'm saying? I'm just putting 10, you know, to show you who I am as an artist, to show you what I can do. And there's not even no release date on it because, to me, I don't want to have a release date on something that I want to have perfected. You know what I'm saying? I can sit here and tell you Mind of a Killer all day, but the thing is I don't want to sit here and tell you release date before so you can expect it to come out and it don't come out. Like, he did Not a Human Being too. Y'all set that for and it on a certain day, and then he changed. Like a drop date, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it wasn't perfected. That shouldn't be necessary for me to have a drop date.
All right. So, how many songs do you feel that you have written for this?
Song-wise, written, I have like 4 or 5 of them already written down. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I probably might need to use those in it. You know, I'm thinking about something totally different in the aspect of a Mind of a Killer. I'm not going to go the original route that came into the rap industry. I'm going to go into a different route.
Picking up the people that I need to go in the way when they keep doing these shows. I definitely would love for y'all to, you know, keep in touch and keep in with me. Y'all have a good night. This is Loki.
Online when I sat, got up to the mic, boy, trashed you.